Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's a Wednesday. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The House takes up credit card reform bill today. It passed 90-5 in the Senate. Now, it's designed to protect you from credit card abuses. The president says he wants to sign it before Memorial Day weekend.
Peter, bottom line on this bill, I mean, it cuts out what fine print, those long fine print things you get on the bills that you have to use basically a microscope in order to read?
Well, they're going to make the credit card agreements clearer. They won't be able to raise your rates unless you're 60 days late. They'll have to give you 45 days notice when they do it. Generally speaking, general rate increases will require a waiting period. What they won't be able to do is bait and switch so easily.
Now, a Harvard-trained biochemist says he has a swine flu vaccine that's ready for worldwide testing. The owner of a Boston biotech company says his synthetic vaccine could be available in a matter of weeks. He says it would be at least as effective against H1N1 as a biological vaccine. Michael Vick released from federal prison this morning just before dawn. Vick will stay under home confinement in Virginia until July 20th. The Humane Society says Vick has contacted them about partnering to curb the popularity of dogfighting among urban teens. The NFL commissioner, Robert Goodell, hasn't decided if he will let Vic return to pro football. The people on that flight that crashed in New York's Hudson River are finally getting their luggage back. It's been 4 months, and now the passengers from the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 are starting to get some special deliveries containing their wallets, their coats, cameras, and jewelry. The airline spent months recovering and cleaning 36,000 items. One woman even got her crystal bracelet back. You're up to date. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or on the news that develops today.